Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota on Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit toyotaonnicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.
Perfect. Bang on my chest if you think I'm perfect.
Go ahead, bang on it.
No heart?
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles of heart.
This is Patchwork Heart Ministries' Young Catholics Respond, brought to you by Breadbox Media. Now, here's your host, Bill Snyder.
Thanks, Adam, and welcome to the program, everyone. I am indeed Bill Snyder, and it's great to be with you today, no matter how you're listening to us, whether it's on Evangelism Radio, Patchwork Heart Radio right here, or on Breadbox Media. It is a pleasure today to have with me Eric Groth. He is the president and CEO and executive producer of ODB Films. He has a bachelor's degree in Christian education and a master's in counseling. Eric has served as a director of high school campus ministries at Boylan Catholic High School in Rockford, Illinois, and the coordinator of evangelization programs for Cultivation Ministries. In addition, he founded Outside the Box, which is ODB Films now, in 2005, and it is an award-winning, non-for-profit Catholic video production company ministry that helps people encounter Christ through artfully made, spiritually rich films. Since its inception, ODB Films has produced more than 200 short films, including Palm Sunday, Zombies vs. Jesus, and the 60-minute film Video Catechism series for teens. In 2016, ODB Films released its first feature film, Full of Grace, and the film received a Gabriel Award for Best Family Feature in 2016 from the Catholic Academy of Communication Professionals. Eric has been married to his wife, Becky, since December 29th of 1990, and the two of them have 8 children. He is releasing a brand new film that is going to be out this Friday, and it is entitled Paul, the Apostle of Christ. So, welcome, Eric. Thank you so much for joining me here today on Young Catholics Respond.
Oh, thank you, Bill. It's a real pleasure to be with you.
So, Eric, I want to talk to you a little bit about ODB Films first, and I know the bio kind of gave a little bit of an overview of it, but talk to the listeners about what you do there, because it is such a powerful ministry.
Oh, thanks, Bill. You know, so my background, you heard my degrees are in Christian education and counseling. And so my background and my passion, really kind of since I had a really good experience in high school, has been working with the young church and working in youth ministry. And so I grew up in a really vibrant, lively parish, really great youth ministry program. The Lord really grabbed my heart when I was like 16 years old. I was on a retreat. I remember staring. It wasn't like a radical conversion. I believed in God. I grew up in a Catholic family. We went to church every Sunday. But I had a kind of a more of a profound moment with the Lord, kind of an awakening, you know, we were at a reconciliation service and I was looking up at the cross and the message was real clear. The message was, you know, I did this for you. I love you and I want your life. And I remember when hearing that, I want your life, being a little bit scared because I was dating Becky, who's my wife today. But wondering, like, what does that mean? Do you want me to be a priest? What do you want me to do with my life? You know, and just kind of as we journeyed in that, became pretty passionate in working in ministry as a lay minister, and went off to college for that, as I mentioned. And this was the early, you know, late 80s and early 90s. And one of the things that my youth minister did in our program was, it was very innovative in the things we would use to preach the gospel and teach us things. You know, back then we were using slide projectors and boom boxes and screens with shadow mimes and as multimedia as we could be on, you know, lower technology. And that kind of inspired me to use medium, digital media in a creative way to teach our young Catholics more about their faith, draw them deeper into a relationship with Christ. And so it kind of, it all blossomed at the right time, because in the mid-90s, the digital revolution started to happen. And as, you know, as consumer producers and not professionals, you know, we could, the tools became more accessible. So we were able to, you know, get a camera and get an editing program and a computer without having to spend a fortune. And so just in ministry, in doing youth events, we started to create short films that we could use with the programs. And inevitably, after events, as we started to do events around the country and share events in dioceses all over the country, we would have youth ministers come up to us and ask us, so where'd you get your videos? And we said, well, we made them, you know, we'd start to share them with people. And that kind of birthed outside the box as a not-for-profit, the idea of making short films on all different topics and components of our faith that we could get out into the stream for religious educators and youth ministers all over the country and all over the world, really, to use with their programs. And so since then, as you mentioned, we've created over 200 short films that we've gotten in the in that stream, and the latest bulk has been this 60 film video catechism series that youth ministers and DREs are using all over as a way to supplement and integrate into their programs. So that's how we launched, and that's how we got to where we are in producing feature films.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. And, you know, the first one, your first feature film, it was so well received. It was full of grace and just an incredibly moving film about the Blessed Mother that really focuses in on her assumption and the days after Christ. And it just is a beautiful film. So if you haven't seen it, listeners, definitely make sure that you find a way to see that film before this one comes out, and this brand new one. And I want to talk to you about... The majority of our time needs to be spent on Paul the Apostle of Christ, Jared, because it just is so awesome. You have an award-winning cast. I mean, you have James Faulkner, Jim Caviezel, who is no stranger to religious films on screen. Talk to us a little bit about the inspiration behind this, the writing of this, movie, and what you're going after for the viewer.
Yeah, awesome. And yeah, thanks for mentioning Full of Grace, too. So, I mean, the journey, everything is so connected. And, you know, when I look at it, it's a little bit ridiculous. You know, I went off to college and, you know, was even interested in just playing baseball. And then, yeah. You know, if you would have told me we were going to be making feature films, if you would have said, you know, someday we'd partner with Sony and make a feature film, I would just laugh. You know,
yeah.
It would have been funny. But so Full of Grace kind of led into Paul, and how that happened was, you know, as we did these short films over the years, people started to ask us if we had films on Lives of the Saints, which we really didn't. So we kind of explored that concept. And as we explored that concept and we decided, let's do it. Let's make some films. We weren't thinking feature films. We were thinking more, you know, films maybe a little longer than the shorts we've been doing, like maybe 15, 20 minute kind of spots. And we absolutely wanted to start with that first apostle of Christ, you know, being his mother. And that's why we started with Mary and Full of Grace, but really had a passion and desire to do a whole series of feature films on a whole series of films on Lives of the Saints. And so we produced Full of Grace, and it ended up being something much more substantial than all of us could have embraced from the beginning. And we were able to get it into the stream in Walmart and Target and video on demand and Amazon and iTunes and places like that. And so it brought a little bit of awareness, and we got connected to Sony. And we did that because the next film we wanted to create was Paul, and our writer director, Andrew Hyatt, it was kind of a passion project for him, and he had been our writer director on Full of Grace, and we've developed a really great ministry friendship relationship with him. And so we started to pursue that, and we found out that Sony Affirm Films, which is the evangelical division of Sony Pictures, they were also looking for a script on the Apostle Paul. They had read a number of them over the years and didn't really find one that they liked, and so we connected through relationship, and they read our script and they really liked our script and hired us to, they bought our script, and then they hired us to produce the film as well as market it into the Catholic world. So the heart behind Paul is when you really look at his life, like, and you look at his story, and we, you know, we're reflecting on, you know, when we do tell these films on lives of the saints, who do we tell? I think JP2 alone, like, canonized 1,500 saints during his 25 plus years as Pope. You know, there are just so many stories. But being that Paul was a passion project for Andrew, and kind of reflecting on this saint, it became real clear to us that this was the next step to make. And you look at Paul's life. I mean, Paul was Saul. Paul was you could argue in the history of the world, I'm sure there are many others, but to have such a radical change in their life, and Paul being Saul was this just devout Pharisee, this devout Jew who was very learned in the faith, was taught by Rabbi Gamaliel, and had a passion for his Jewish faith. And because of that, this young cult of Christianity started to rise up, he wanted nothing to do with it. As a matter of fact, he wanted nothing but to destroy it, and went about that through the permission of the elders, and went on this, you know, pursuit of anything that had to do with the church, and became murderous and imprisoning and destroying the church. And, you know, as we know the story, he came to learn in his conversion in the Damascus experience that he was persecuting the Lord. And the Lord reached down to him and said, Saul, you know, this me you're persecuting. And Saul had this radical change. And so he went from being the father of persecution of the Christian church, almost the greatest persecutor, early persecutor, to now like the greatest promulgator of the faith. And when you look at his story and the way we tell it in the film from kind of the end of his life, I mean, this is a man who went on a 10,000-mile journey over 30 years to plant churches and communities all over the world in that region. And this is a man who was the most prolific writer of the New Testament. I mean, we could hardly step in Mass and not hear a reading from Paul. You know, and so he went from this incredible persecutor to this, you know, incredible, incredible preacher, evangelist. And yet, even through his life, and you see it in his readings, realize there's absolutely nothing he could do but from the grace of God. And he would reference himself as the chief of sinners. Like, he knew who he was. He knew he was redeemed. But he still had this, he kind of embraced, you know, his humanity and knew that he needed to turn to the Lord constantly for that. And the message, I think, really resonates today. Like, we want people who go to this film, Paul's story, the strand of the story we tell, and to see it, and to realize that God is incredibly merciful, and that God's mercy is for everyone, and that it doesn't matter who you are, or where you've been, or what you've done, that God can change. And it's also a reflection for those of us who even, you know, are walking with Jesus, that we can look at people and we have a tendency to see someone doing something we don't like, or a group of people that we don't agree with, and we have a tendency to cut people off and think they can't change, you know, and think that, you know, the Lord can't touch their heart. And yet the reality is the Lord can reach down in the midst of anyone and anywhere and touch their life with his grace and mercy. And we want every single person who goes to the film, which opens this Friday, to walk out of that theater understanding how important they are to the Lord.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? For our listeners, we are talking with Eric Groth. He is the executive producer of the movie Paul, the Apostle of Christ, which is opening this Friday, as he mentioned, which is March 23rd in theaters across the United States. But Eric, I have to take a short break here. And then when we come back, I want to find out more just about the actors and the on-set atmosphere, because I know Full of Grace was truly full of inspiration on set. So when we come back, we'll talk about that just right after these messages here on Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder.
Hello, Archbishop Jerome Listecki here, inviting you, your family, and friends to join me at the world premiere for the new movie, Power in My Hands. Featuring an all-star cast, Power in My Hands presents a beautiful story of hope and The Power of Prayer, perfect for our times. After 2 years in production, this feature film is now being launched across America. Power in My Hands is appropriate for all ages, men, women, families, young adults, clergy, and religious. Join me at 7 p.m. on Thursday, April 12th at the Miller High Life Theater in Milwaukee for the world premiere. More information and discounted tickets are available at the website powerinmyhandsthemovie.com. That's powerinmyhandsthemovie.com.
The Contemplative Stations of the Cross audio devotional is now available from Patchwork Heart Ministry. This devotional features an introduction and overview of the theology, history, and spirituality of the Stations of the Cross by Father Bill Zimmer, a priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago, along with an audio version of the Contemplative Stations of the Cross led by author Bill Snyder, and the Stabat Mater, chanted in Latin by Marissa Ellison. CDs are $7.99, and digital downloads are only $3.99. Copies may be purchased by visiting patchworkheart.org or calling 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Hi everybody, Bill Snyder here. Just want to thank you for listening to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. And as a founder of Patchwork Heart Ministry, we have so much more going on than just our podcasts. Check it out at patchworkheart.org.
Do you want to keep your finger on the pulse of Patchwork Heart Ministry? Follow our monthly blog, Written on Our Hearts. Simply go to patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com. and click subscribe and follow the on-screen instructions. That's patchworkheartministry.blogspot.com, then click subscribe.
Your heart is always beating, but you never have to think about it.
Welcome back to Young Catholics Respond. Once again, Bill Snyder.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this episode of Young Catholics Respond. I am Bill Snyder. It's great to be with you. And we're continuing our conversation with Eric Groth. He is the executive producer of the film Paul, Apostle of Christ, which is released this Friday in theaters across the country. That'll be the 23rd of March, right before Palm Sunday, right before Palm Sunday. Weekend here in the Catholic Church and in the Christian Church. So, Eric, as you were really highlighting Paul's story before the break and just talking about how relatable that is for our day and age and whatnot, talk to us about how you chose the different actors, how they fell into your lap, and then some what's worked through those actors as they have portrayed this on the screen.
Awesome. So, just like Full of Grace, I mean, one of the things that was really a value and important to us from the very beginning was like, all right, that this project doesn't belong to us. So the prayer and getting people praying, like, Lord, you bring the right people. Who do you want to be part of this film? You know, not just the cast, but also like crew and all the details. Like, who do you want to be part of it? And so, you know, we go through the normal protocols, you know, like we had a casting director, Patricia Deserto, was our casting director out of New York City, and she helped cast our lead roles. And then we had a casting director in Malta, Ed Said. He helped cast like the supporting roles and some of the extra roles. So we do go through that process, but again, we just kind of soak it in prayer and say, Lord, you know, bring the right people. And we're not, you know, as a Catholic organization, we're also not going, Lord, bring all the Catholic actors that are possible. I mean, our mission is to help people encounter Christ through the films that we make. And part of that is not just what people coming to the show and watching it at the end, but it's also the process we go through. So we really invoke and invite the Lord to be part of every detail of the process, from the casting to what's really important to us is what happens on set and being with the people and caring for people. I mean, the typical Hollywood experience, which, you know, I haven't had a lot of experience in that realm because we come at this from a different direction.
Right.
But I know from the things that people have shared with us that the typical Hollywood experience is, you know, it's not an environment that often is, you know, respectful and provides the dignity that people deserve. You know, people are often treated as a job, and there's definitely treated with a certain degree of pecking order. And yet we come to the table wanting to love and serve and wanting to make sure that everybody understands their value. Kind of used an analogy, the analogy of the body of Christ, you know, that all the parts are important, that no matter what you're doing, whether you're hanging the lights or you're the director of photography or you're Jim Caviezel playing Luke or whoever you are in the film, you're all important. And so it was a gift. I mean, for us to be able to have the cast that we did, it was a complete gift to have Jim Caviezel, who, as everybody in the world probably knows, played Jesus in The Passion. It also is just a solidly Catholic with a mission beyond just wanting to get a paycheck from the roles he plays in the films he does, but someone who wants to really share Christ's message. That was an absolute gift and privilege for us to journey with him and to have him be part of this project. And he's pretty amazing. He brings something. He plays St. Luke. He brings something quite real to the set. You know, one of the things that's important to us as producers, specifically with what we do, is that we produce films that are real and they're rooted in human experience and they're not cheesy and that you can go, we want our viewers to connect to these saints, connect to these people that are so important in our church. And Jim was someone who brought a real humanity and you'll see what I mean when you see the film, but just the way he interacts with Paul, the way he interacts with Priscilla and Aquila and the people around him is really neat, you know. And then what a gift for us to have James Faulkner play Paul. And I'm telling you, like, when people go and see this movie and you see Paul and then you go in church and hear the readings and the epistles and everything that comes out of Paul's writings, you will have a visual of this man in your mind for the rest of your life, because he just is such an amazing actor. And he just is just this, you know, wise, sage-like man who just presents Paul with such humility and such wisdom. And it was such a privilege to work with him. He's been in a lot of things over the year. He's a British actor, Shakespearean trained. He's a Game of Thrones. He's been in Downton Abbey, among other things. And just a delight to journey with him. So those being our two leads were just amazing. John Lynch plays Aquila. He was in The Name of the Father with Daniel Day-Lewis. He was in he played the father in Secret Garden. Joanne Whaley plays Priscilla. Some will remember her from way back in the movie Willow. She played the princess in the movie Willow. And then we have Olivier Martinez from France, who's been in SWAT and other things, plays a really important figure in the film called Mauritius, and he's the prefect of the prison. And just being around them and being with them and watching them you know, use their skills and how professional they are and how good they are at what they do was a delight, you know. But I like I said, like, it's the whole process. Like, it's a joy to be with these actors, but man, our line producer Simon and, you know, our director of photography Mateo and our production designer Dave and you know, everybody who helped make this possible, it was a gift to journey together with them, for us to want to represent Christ to them and be that in the midst and how we love and care for them and serve them. We had a number of comments that were shared with us afterwards. One comment from an actor named Ken, who plays Eubulus in the film. He said to one of our producers at one point, he turned to her and he said, you know, this is the first time I've ever been part of a film where I really felt free to be myself. And he's, you know, again, like, just and that just opens up the ability for him to act. James Faulkner, we did an event at the Sheen Center in New York City. And it was the producers and James, and we showed the film and we had a chance to do a Q&A afterwards. And James had looked at us at one point, our team, and he said in his 48 years plus of acting that he never felt so loved and supported as he did on the set of Paul, Apostle of Christ. You know, so as much as I want this film to be a beautiful film, and as much as I want millions of people to come see it, what really moves my heart is when I know that the people we cared for on set were impacted by God's love in some way. One last comment was it, from another actor, who said, and I won't use the explicit, but he said, "This is the first time in my life that I ever didn't think Christians weren't full of you-know-what." And we laughed when he said that for a moment, but then realized it was a testimony to, and he was being sincere, and it was a testimony to the fact that he experienced something real on that set from people who follow Christ. And that's just, those are the greatest things, you know, Bill. I love making the films and I love telling the stories, but the greatest moments are when you know that people felt like they've been loved and blessed and cared for, and especially as we come at it with the love of Christ, you know.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the amazing thing about that and hearing those stories and just knowing that you're loving people on set and how rare that is, as you mentioned, in Hollywood today, you know, with all the different news that we get out of Hollywood, you know, constantly, we don't necessarily see a lot of love. And so it's amazing when you hear, you know, an award-winning actor like that say, "This is, you know, one of the only times I felt really loved just on set and just incredibly loved." How amazing is that, you know, and that you're out there changing hearts and also the mindset of and raising the level of expectation for Hollywood, quite frankly. You're raising a level of expectation to say, hey, you know, we can treat people with dignity. We can treat people Christ-like. And how amazing is that to know that you're having an impact on people that are now going to be impacting millions of people going to see this film in theaters and all across this country and many other countries, right? I mean, how many countries is this movie in now?
Right. So we're opening in 31 countries. Between our release day on the 23rd, this Friday, it also simultaneously opens in South Africa, and then the next day in Australia. And then all the way up to May 4th, and beyond a little bit, it opens in another 29 other different countries, which is just such a gift.
Yeah, it's amazing. The millions and millions of people that will be impacted by this incredible message. And it sounds like, you know, this film is truly going to be one of conversion or a call to conversion, a call to greatness, right? A call to, you know, answering that Pope Benedict the 16th thing, right? You know, this is a call to greatness. You were not made for comfort. You were made for greatness. We encourage all of our listeners to buy a ticket and go see Paul, Apostle of Christ, because it's going to be an incredibly moving and incredible film. Eric, I just want to, you got like 2 minutes left, so I want to just, you know, make sure that you get an opportunity to promote, you know, what you need to promote, websites and all that stuff.
Oh, thanks, Bill. Very simply, go to paulmovie.com, and the site is incredibly sophisticated, and if you want to find where it's playing, which is playing in over 1,400 theaters on the first weekend, there's a find a theater. Just drop it down, put in your zip code, and it'll bring up all the theaters within the range where you're from. To see what theater is playing. I also want to tell you about a resource on the site that is just absolutely amazing, especially for Lent. There's a drop down called Letters from Paul, and James Faulkner, who plays Paul, we partnered with the American Bible Society, and we wrote 13 letters from Paul's words, from Paul to us, from Paul to you. And these letters are, if you go to the site, you'll see, we actually had James Faulkner read the letter. So it's like Paul is reading the letter to you. And you can just listen to it as an MP3, or there's a bit of a visual, like video, that they put to all of them as well. And that's a great resource. The ones that we started releasing those on Ash Wednesday, and when they go through Good Friday. But they're all up on the site. Letters from Paul. You know, I really encourage people to check those out. Then you can walk in that theater and sit down and you'll hear that voice, and it'll bring some connection as well. So yeah, paulmovie.com. There's a lot of resources there. If you want to find out more about ODB Films, we're odbfilms.com. And there's information about Paul there, as well as all of our other things.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Eric, for spending your very, very precious time these days with me here on Young Catholics Respond. It's truly a pleasure to talk with you about this film, and best of luck. I know that I will be sitting in the seat in the theater, definitely. So you've got one viewer.
Oh, thank you, Bill. What a privilege to be on your show. Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks again, Eric. This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. Until next time, from all of us here at Patchwork Heart Ministry, keep beating to your Catholic heart.
This has been an episode of Young Catholics Respond. For more information about our program or to be a guest, visit patchworkheart.org, email info@patchworkheart.org, or call 424-704-3278. That's 424-704-3278.
Breadbox Media programming is brought to you by...
We want to help others, especially in places of strife, such as the Holy Land, where Christianity is dwindling by the day. But how to help? Here's an easy way. Buying products through the Holy Land gift shop. Every product you purchase at myfranciscan.org/shop helps Christians support their families and stay in the Holy Land. Olive wood, embroidery, spices, and many more authentic products from the Holy Land are available right now at myfranciscan.org/shop. The Holy Land Gift Shop, bringing the Holy Land home.
I learned how many people we could help and how good you feel after you've helped others.
I know Lent is about giving, so I want to give.
These kids are talking about CRS Rice Bowl, a Lenten program known by generations of Catholic families. Children love it because they experience different cultures and gain a lasting impression of the people they are helping. You can bring CRS Rice Bowl into your home and experience the joy of seeing your children or grandchildren find new meaning in Lent. Visit crsricebowl.org to get started.
Rice Bowl inspired me to pray more and to pray for those who are less fortunate.
The Cincinnati Catholic Men's Conference is back. Tickets are on sale now for Saturday, April 28th at the Taft Theater at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. The speaker conference roster is being hailed as one of the best lineups in the country. In rare appearances, come see Father Mitch Pacwa from EWTN, the man motivator Father Larry Richards, former Moeller High School and University of Notre Dame head football coach Jerry Faust, and the big celebrity keynote, Baz Rutten, UFC world champion, MMA world champ, and movie star. The conference theme is What It Means to Be a True Christian Man in Today's Society. Don't miss the incredible day of motivation, spiritual benefit, and fellowship with men from all walks of life. Get tickets now at cincinnatimensconference.com or call 513-214-1534. That's cincinnatimensconference.com or 513-214-1534. Thank you for listening to Breadbox Media. Find more about us at breadboxmedia.com.